Thank you for calling the Department of Veteran Affairs. This is Sherry, returning a call back. How can I help you?
Sorry, I was on mute. Hi, good morning, Sherry. This is Sam, last name of initials. He is in Charlie, calling from doctor's office. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, nothing to complain about so far. Sorry, I was on mute and I was just keep talking.
That's okay. I figured it would somebody would pop up in just a second. I was going to introduce again. But, Harry, how can I help you today?
I was just checking for one of our patients' benefit information that I need to verify, whether service is covered under the patient plan or not.
Okay, let me get the rest of the information to my computer and I'll see what I can find.
Okay.
What is a good phone number to call back in case we get disconnected?
The callback number 410-844-3214, direct line, no extension.
And your tax ID number?
It's going to be, let me give that. So the tax ID is 5612-78921.
That's 5612-78921?
Yes.
And do you have the Veteran Social Security number that you're looking for?
Yes. That would be 403-98-8450.
And what is the veteran's first name?
Michael.
Last name?
Warf, W-A-R-F.
And what is the date of service that this is for?
It's April 30, 2025.
And what would the category of care for this be?
Sorry?
What kind of care would this be for?
It's a complex chronic care management, like a CCM services.
I mean, it does look like he is enrolled for the data service.
I do have the authorization number, which is valid till 2026 year.
Okay. What's that authorization number that you have?
I have a VA00-34639811.
Yes, and that authorization does look like it would cover that data service.
Okay. So this chronic care management services is covered benefit as well?
I'm not 100% sure everything that would be covered under this authorization. Mm-hmm. I'm just with the billing department. I can look at these and verify these, but to know if a specific
procedure code
is covered under it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to look up the procedure codes to see if that is covered under here. You could look at the SEOC codes for the authorization to see if it is covered, or you could reach out to the local VA at the community care team there. They could go more specifically over what's covered under this authorization.
If I can provide the procedure, that won't work, right?
Yeah, I'm not able to look up the procedure codes.
Is there any portal that I can verify?
Yes, if you go to the va.gov and type in SEOC codes, you can type in that code.
S-O-C?
S-E-O-C.
S-E-O-C. Okay. Uh, SEOC, right? Like standardized episode of care.
Yes.
Okay, I already had opened the PDF. It is kind of like a 117 pages. Is there any particular like a chapter that I need to read out?
The code for it would be S3202.
S3202.
Yes.
3202. Is the like do you have like a page number or something like that, Kenneth?
I don't know exactly. Give me just a second. Let me see. Do you mind if I put you on hold for just a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Sir, thank you so much for holding for me. I really do apologize for the wait.
Mm-hmm.
So with the authorization that you have, there should be a SEOC key on there, and that's how you would look up all the codes on that spreadsheet, the SEOC code spreadsheet. You would put that information in there.
Yeah, I just found that SEOC codes list, and there's a numerous procedure which is not required a prior certification, which some of the required prior certification. So the code I'm looking for actually falling under the no sir preceptor is required. So I guess it's a covered benefit, right?
If it's in the list, it is a covered benefit.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much for this information. Can I have the reference number?
The call reference number is going to be 25-BACC-11-2076-8841.
-27 then?
68841.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I could do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Department of Veteran Affairs. There is a brief survey at the end of this call. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call today. Please answer these two quick questions. How satisfied are you overall with the service you received from the customer service representative? Press 1 for very satisfied. Press 2 for satisfied. Press 3 for neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. Press 4 for dissatisfied. Or, press 5 for very dissatisfied. Please respond on a scale of 1 through 5 with 1 being very satisfied and 5 being very dissatisfied. How satisfied are you overall with the service you received from the customer service representative? Press 1 for very satisfied. Press 2 for satisfied. Press 3 for neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. Press 4 for dissatisfied. Or, press 5 for very dissatisfied. Please respond on a scale of 1 through 5 with 1 being very satisfied and 5 being very dissatisfied. How satisfied are you overall with the service you received from the customer service representative? Press 1 for very satisfied. Press 2 for satisfied. Press 3 for neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. Press 4 for dissatisfied. Or, press 5 for very dissatisfied. Please respond on a scale of 1 through 5 with 1 being very satisfied and 5 being very dissatisfied. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.